The G-Men podcast brings you inside our community and lets you listen in on the conversations that empower men to win in life and business.
Sometimes we can't wait for people to come to us. We got to go to them. Let's go. As a man, you gotta have critical thinking in a time of crisis. Be conscious of who you are connecting. Any crisis, you got what? The brotherhood. G-Man! G-Man! Good. Real quick, let's just go around the call. Wins for last week. Wins. All wins. How did you win last week? Small wins, big wins, medium-sized wins. Last week's wins, we open.
Yeah, man. Major win. I was just talking about Coach K. One of my connects, man. He's dropping his book out. And as a result of me making that connect, man, I got that hook up with Dan Palmer as as president of sales. And it's opened up a lot of doors for me to start being a blessing to authors while also staying in my lane as the connector and the LinkedIn locksmith.
Excellent. Excellent. Who else we got? Wins from last week.
I'll go. So I wrote my book when it came out last year. And I always said to myself, I'm going to have the audio so people can listen to it, the written so people can read it, and the visual so people can see it. And, without realizing it, yeah, I started recording my audiobook maybe a couple weeks ago. And now I'm being offered co-directing credits on the documentary we're filming about my story. So I'll have those, the visuals, I guess, done later this year. But just opening up the avenue where I maybe getting to create films. And we already started talking about other projects in that lane. So I see directing my future now.
Excellent. Excellent. Wins for last week. Wins for last week.
Yeah, I'll go. I actually bought myself some shoes, which I rarely do. And then one of the pair of the shoes, like if I don't wear it and I sell it, I can make double my money of all the shoes that I sold. So kind of investment, buying the shoes, but actually just having something for myself for once and not always, you know, buying for my son or something of that sort.
Awesome. Awesome. Wins for last week.
Yeah, great morning, everyone. Great morning. I usually don't make calls, so it's good to hear y'all voices. So, as some of you know, I'm a big baseball fan, and it dawned on me that the Chicago Cubs needed a new public address announcer. And I thought to myself, man, how do they even choose for that? They must have a short list of people. But I did a little Google search, and come to find out, that job application is right there on their website. So I put together a little montage, partly from clips of me speaking and partly from a voiceover I did. And so I threw my hat in the ring.
Congratulations, Tony. That's big. That's big. Let's go. Who else? Wins for the week. Actually, before you go, I'm going to change the question. I'm going to shift the question. How did you grow in the past week? What did you learn and how did you grow? What did you learn and how did you grow last week? Let's shift it.
I'll jump in. Great morning, Cody. Great morning, fellas. Last week, I had a meeting with Al Johnson for Prevail Wealth, me and my wife. Mm-hmm. Definitely changed some stuff. So I learned that we were not as bad off as I thought we were. And I grew because we started putting some things in place. We actually had some conversations about what we were going to, what the next steps are. So that was phenomenal for me and my wife, actually, so we can go to the next level in our finances. Other thing is, had a colonoscopy last week. Learned that everything is good, which is a blessing. And I was able to grow with that, just making sure I'm trying to add to my 120, you know, trying to do the preservation to go to the 120. And then my dad, I know we've talked about this a couple of times. Every time he talks to me now, he's talking about making that appointment for the cardiologist. So I'm just keep pushing him.
That's good.
And I'm like, I had my colonoscopy, dad, come on, let's go ahead and make this appointment for the cardiologist. No excuses. So I'm happy about that.
Love it. That's good, B. Who else? Either a small win, either a win, or how did you grow? What'd you learn last week?
I'll go. My small win is my mom's is walking on a walker, and she was told that it doesn't look like she would need it permanently. She has great balance, and she'll be off the walker as soon as she actually told us she didn't have to use it in the house, but don't leave home without it.
Excellent. That's good. Who else we got?
What's up, Coach? This is Brandon.
Good morning.
Great morning. Small win, what I learned last week. And the small win I had last week, I got on the call, man, and it was, nonetheless, I would say it was great just to be on a call. Listening to the other men speak about their small victories or small wins, man, just the level of gratitude that's associated with some of the things that we say. I know we take a lot of things for granted. Just those small things, man, you just be like, wow. Like I said, it kind of blows you away and be like, man, look, I overlooked that. Sometimes I overlook that and just not stopping, paying attention. You can just miss so much. And just to be thankful, man, it's just, it can blow your mind sometimes. So that's one of the things I learned last week, and then being a part of this past weekend, much as I could, that was a mind blowing experience as well. Because again, this level of gratitude, what can be done when focus is applied and then put into action, it's just it's just go time, man. It's go time. You got to refresh, but then you got to go. So, but I appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thanks for having us in your life. Let's go. Who else? When? How did you grow? Great morning.
Top of the morning.
Go ahead, Mars.
Go ahead. You got it.
Got you. So one small win was showing myself some love last week. I realized that I don't do it with that much intention. And the lesson is that I want to do it with more intention in the future. So I'm going to schedule something I've never done before, mani-pedi. But I'm not going to any of these shops. I'm going to stay right at the crib with my beautiful wife. I'm going to schedule an appointment for that, just being more intentional, because when we talked about it on the last call, I was thinking to myself, like, man, I never really set aside that time to do, something for myself with the act of loving myself. So I did an appointment with the chiropractor and I did acupuncture last week. So I'm going to try to do something at least twice a month with more intention to it. And then the other thing was just the exposure. And I'm grateful for G-Men and the level of exposure that I get to experience. Just spending time with you, Coach, and the other brothers, I'm still like on a high. And I just think to myself, like, man, things like this don't happen by mistake in terms of what we are all able to be exposed to. So like someone mentioned earlier, taking that time to soak it in and be grateful for the experiences that we have in our lives has been a huge lesson for me. And I'm able to do that through journaling.
Excellent. That's good, Scully. Who's up?
Top of the morning. Let me jump in real quick. I got an opportunity. You know, I'm still kind of gloating, but I had an opportunity basically to reach that stage 5 manhood. And I'm telling you, it feels phenomenal to be loved and to show love. You know, being to the fact that I now have solidified that one half of my life that I've been missing for years and years and years. And then being able to be there in her presence and being able to meet the guy that she has chosen to be with in her life, and to be able to receive him and not make any judgment, but to be able to let him, you know, speak and to receive him. And then at the same time, meeting his family, meeting his father, meeting his brothers, his sister. I didn't get an opportunity to meet his mother because when I was getting ready to leave, they have a restaurant. So therefore, she was at the restaurant the day that me and Amari was with my family. And it just gave me the opportunity just to see how much I've grown, to see how much this community right here, the Brotherhood, has really helped me from all the, you know, from all the information that you have given Big Bro, from you, from Alfred to Jay Ross, Dana, even Abraham. Everybody on this call has added to me in a way that I was able to exemplify and actually show on my trip, to be able to receive my daughter and her other half and just be loved and show them the love that, you know, the love that I want to be, or the love that I want to exhibit. It just felt good. So that was my small win. And that was something that helped me grow. I'm just appreciative. So that's basically it.
Excellent. Love that, Mars. Who else we got? Small win from last week. What have you learned? How have you grown? Stanley, you muted if you're trying to say something. There you go.
Yeah, I jump in. Small win. I was able to invest in my youngest son, purchase him his first set of clippers. He came to me and said he wanted to kind of learn to cut hair. So I went ahead and bought him some clippers. So I'm kind of excited for him to kind of start on that journey. He's 14. So that was pretty cool.
Good.
To learn my middle son, talking to him, instead of just telling him what he can't do or what he can do, just kind of just listening to him, having that conversation, just kind of figuring out what he want to do and with everything, just whatever, just kind of, you know, just guiding him, whatever he decide, wherever he want to do. Just having that conversation, so just be able to just learn to understand his point of view instead of him just telling him my point of view. So just having that conversation from him, just learning to talk to him even more. So that's a good thing. So we learning and growing with him.
Excellent. Excellent. Anybody else? Can somebody read that note I dropped in the chat? If you can just read that, please, anybody. Let's go ahead and get started real quick.
It says, evolve. Number one, develop gradually, especially from a simple to a more complex form.
Good. One more time, please, Scully.
Evolve. Number one, develop gradually, especially from a simple to a more complex form.
Good. I want everybody to just think to yourself, how are you and how have you been evolving? Read the definition one more time, Scully, please.
Evolve. Number one, develop gradually, especially from a simple to a more complex form.
To develop gradually, especially from a simple to a more complex form. How have you been evolving? Not just adding or even subtracting, but evolving, growing from a simple to a more complex form. 17-year-old daughter called me last week and said, could she go to Florida this spring break with some friends, two of her girlfriends and her boyfriend? Now, if anybody know me, I'm old school. That's just something I just don't do. But she came to me so smooth with it. And she said, it's going to be me. Then she named her two girlfriends and then her boyfriend. And then she said, but I wanted to know, would you have a problem with me just going? They wanted to catch a flight, catch a plane to Florida, to Orlando. She said, I want to know if you'd have a problem with me just going, or is it because my boyfriend is going? And I said, first of all, I have a problem with you going because your first time on a flight. Then I just went into the whole, you know, it's my responsibility to be protective, blah, blah, blah. She said, I understand that. But I said, when you add in the boyfriend, that's a definite, that definitely takes you out the game. And then she said, well, what about if mom comes with us? And I said, that was good. You added in a nice little piece there. That was sweet. That was a real good add-in. I said, that changes the whole dynamic now. And she laughed. And I said, that still doesn't mean that I'm okay with it. So I said, I'll think about it and we'll have a conversation about it. Now, my Zakira came to me and she was like, I can't believe you got so soft. I was like, what you talking about? She said, you're going to let Layla go to Florida with her girlfriends and her boyfriend. I said, I never said that. She said, but you thinking about it. And, you know, we laughed about it because Zakira said, when I was younger, you yelled all the time. You were very stringent, very hard, very rah, you ain't doing this, you ain't doing that. And I told Zakira, I said, all things, all people have to evolve and grow. If I stayed the same man that I was, I couldn't be the man that I am. She let that go. So what I said was, I went to my wife and I said, I asked her what she thought about it because I've learned to communicate. And my wife said, she doesn't have a problem going with them. And I said, well, what you gonna do while you're there? And she said, I don't know. She said, I'll figure something out while they're out doing their thing. And initially, I was telling Alfred initially, I was like, boom, yeah, 5 days free at the crib, nobody there. I could just do what I want to do. But then I rethought that and I said, this is a great opportunity for me to just spend some extra free time away with the wife and just do some of the things that we want to do, as well as set an example for all the kids of being connected. So I said, all right, cool, we'll all go. So I'm going to drive to Florida with my wife, my daughter, and her boyfriend. And the friends kind of fell off, the one I'm going to meet us down there. I'm sharing that story because as I sat back and I thought about it, I thought about the evolution, me evolving into this man that I am becoming. And the changes that I've had to make in not just the way that I do things, but in the way that I see things. And I know that I was evolving because the fact that my daughter even came and had the conversation with me lets me know that I've evolved because I've opened up the lines of communication. I've been connecting with her, and not just her, My son Kareem called yesterday, last week, trying to get a meeting with me to talk about business. And he finally met me at the office yesterday, and he was like, "Pop, everything you said, and I get it, boom, boom, boom." He's like, "I'm ready to make the shift, da, da, da." And he had already done some things. And then he said, "What do you think about this?" And we sat there and went through his plan, evolving. In the past, I would have just been like, "Bro, just go do whatever you want to do. I'm tired of arguing with you. I'm tired of going back and forth." But I know that I was evolving because he came and talked to me when he was ready. Kendall does it. My wife does it. And it just helps me to see that I am evolving. Watch this. Not just cash and checks. That's a part of it. But I'm able to connect. I'm able to communicate. I'm able to cultivate relationships inside of my house. Evolution. And as I evolve and the relationships get better, the communication gets better, I'm able to close the gap. And what that does, it helps me to grow and evolve in every other area of my life. I just want to take a minute. And I want us to really, really, really look back and think and find those areas where we are evolving in our life, where we are growing. How are you evolving in your mindset, in your growth mentally? What are you reading? What are you studying? How are you evolving in your health? Or are you stuck and stagnant? How are you evolving in your relationships? Starting with yourself. How do you take care of yourself? And how are you evolving in work and in business and your wealth? You got to grow. If I was Kendall, I did an interview with a dude yesterday, phenomenal guy. And he asked me some questions, like he went way back to when I was in Jersey in the 90s. And I started thinking about some of the stuff I was doing back then. And it hit me, you know how you had that moment where you're like, man, oh my God, I don't know how I made it through that. I can't believe that foolishness that I've done. But we evolve and we grow. Read the definition for me one more time, Scully, please.
Yeah, it says evolve, number one, develop gradually, especially from a simple to a more complex form.
Gradually. That means consistency, consistently, over a period of time, every single day, creating and developing movement and momentum that builds small wins. And not just in one area, not just in the bag, but also in the other areas of your life, in your core four, in your mindset, in your health set, in your relationships, and in your wealth. The challenge and the question I want to put to everybody is, are you intentionally evolving? How has your evolution been? How is it coming? Where do you notice the growth? Is it conversations with your kids? Is it like EJ said, buying a pair of shoes that you would have never bought? Is your relationship with your girl better? Watch this. Is the relationship with your ex-wife better? The Kira came by yesterday, her and Trey, to talk about the wedding, give us the final numbers on how much it's going to cost. And once I got up off the floor and caught my breath, I looked at the list that Zakira has that she wants to invite. And there are some people on that list that I don't really care for. And as I first looked at the list, I was like, Oh, and I was about to ask her, well, why are you inviting this one? Why are you inviting that one? And then it just hit me. It was like, you know what? It's not about them. It's about her. And then don't get it twisted. A little piece of me was like, yeah, but I'm paying for this. And then the other voice on my shoulder was like, but it ain't yours. Evolving. evolution. My wife said to me when we left out, we had to leave out afterwards. And she was like, I said, so what do you think about the price, the numbers, what it's going to cost us? And she said, remember a couple of weeks ago, I asked you what kind of budget did you want to put them on? I said, yeah. She said, I stopped asking you because I know how you are about your children, especially those girls. And what this means to you to be able to do it, to be able to pay for her wedding. And then she said, I can't do anything but support you in it because I know how you are. Evolution, evolving. And then she said, just understand that there are more girls coming after and no one can get any less than the other. And I said, I'll take that challenge on. But what my wife was saying was, I'm going to support you because I know the type of man that you are, and you have proven yourself to be responsible and accountable. That's just evolution in the relationship area of my life. Evolution in my health, evolving in my business and my mindset. What about you? I want to open it up for a few minutes, and I want to talk about evolving in every area of your life, gradually growing. Line is open.
Yeah, I'm hop on there first. It's ironic because, you know, we got back home last week. Great trip with the boys. And so we go into Monday and had a good conversation with baby boy's mom. I don't even remember what it was about. And then I got a text from DJ mom. She was like, hey, can we talk? I just got on FaceTime. Like, what's up? Da, 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 da. So she asked me, she says, you know, do you have a problem with me or something like that? The conversation goes in, man. And she had a relapse, as I like to call it. And she was giving it to me. She ends up crying and everything, man. And she's going back on some things that happened in the past. Right. And what I noticed was that when she starts going back on these things, I'm like, wait, hold up. I didn't already told you I was wrong when these things happened. So I'm not going to let you just start throwing knockout blows at me. But what I did was, and as I backed up from the situation, and when I got off the phone, I called DJ in the room. I said, son. Actually, no, I called him in the room while I was on the phone because she was saying some things involving him. And so DJ listened. So, of course, we debrief after the phone call. And I said, son, I said, what your mother just told me without telling me was that she misses, although she, you know, says, oh, I don't need that attention and this and that. I said, she misses the attention that I give her. I said, so what I've got to do is, I said, I'm really upset about what she just did. I said, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to see what she's not saying. So I'm going to back up. I'm going to start back calling your mama on the regular. Just, hey, what's up? You good? Need anything? You know what I'm saying? And things like that. And I told him, I said, son, I want you to realize this. There will be times that we have every right to mash on a person or every right to treat a person ill. I said, but at the same time, you got to think about the long game. Is it worth it? Am I if I respond the way I could respond in this situation, am I showing you the proper example? And it was so funny because 2 days later, it was as if nothing happened. So I said, by the end of the week, I said, look, man, I said, you talk to your mom? Because I always ask my boys, y'all talk to your mom? And so by Friday, he was able to see, like, he was like, dad, you was right. She just wanted that attention from you. I said, I know. I said, it's all good. I said, I don't like when situations happen like that, but I realized the evolution in myself because of two things that stay at the forefront of my mind. Number one, I'm working and growing from the inside out and working on being that stage 5 man for myself as well as for my boys. But I also realized that they're watching. And so what I model to them, they're going to replay
even in their little world as young men. So that was a great situation that I was able to get through last week.
Excellent. Excellent. Who else we got?
Yeah, I realize that I'm evolving by becoming more bold. You know, I always thought I was bold, but, you know, I know I'm much more bolder than I was before. And just really operating in the greatest spirit of faith. And as it pertains to my wife, just really being more present. And as it pertains to my children, you know, as my children are evolving, man, I got a teenager coming up next month. My youngest is 11, and just being much more present. I did something that I never thought I would do. And that was I started a book club with my youngest daughter. You know, took her to the bookstore. She bought some books that she's reading in her fifth grade class. And so just to be able to keep that personal connection with her, I bought a copy myself. And Sunday we just started, you know, we took about 45 minutes and we just read out loud. And you know, that's something that I thought I would never do because I was so focused on going out and getting this money or going out and building business or being a connector. But I have to realize, man, I have to be in the moment as a father because this moment will only be here for, you know, shoot, they'll be gone in 5 to 7 years, man. You know, so just really evolving in that space as a father, especially because I didn't have that personal interaction with the father.
Love that, YB. That's good. Who else we got? How are you evolving?
Yeah, I'll go. Kind of similar to what Dana was saying. I had a situation with my son's mom, and it was something where she had did something, and I was like talking out, you know how you talk out loud, kind of to calm yourself down. And I guess my son wasn't asleep. So he went home, he told his mom that I was mad at her, you know, just 6-year-old. So I talked to her, and I even though I wasn't necessarily wrong, I still apologized to her just because I was like, I'm not talking about you. Like, I don't be at my house sitting here talking about you. And I was like, I'll make sure that I don't say stuff around him to where he can come home and try to relay a message that's not true. And then I had to sit down and talk with him and explain to him like the scenario and how sometimes people can be mad, but it's not like they actually mad at the person. It's just they're mad at that moment. And he understood it. And it, for me, it's just like before in the past, I just would have been like, whatever, you know, to her and brushed it off. But it makes the relationship better because she knows like, okay, he really wasn't over there talking about me. You know, my son misunderstood what was going on. So that helped in our relationship. And another scenario happened where she kind of like, she was on some BS, just being honest. And I didn't let it get to me. I just fixed the problem, made sure my son got home and just let it go rather than going back and forth. Because I'm like, what's the point of us arguing over something that I got to fix the problem anyway. So instead of like, let my emotions get in the best of me lately, I've been just sitting back, handling the situation to make sure I'm getting it done, whether I feel like I'm right or wrong in the scenario.
That's good, DJ. Anybody else before we check out? Here's why it's so important to recognize your evolution or you evolving, because you want to be able to go back and look and see the man that you were, the man that you have become, and set the example for those that are connected to you. You got to be able to tell those stories to your children, to your family members, to friends, to other brothers of how you've evolved. Because it's in us telling those stories that will help other men, family members, and children to understand when those changes start to happen in their life. Write them down. Go back and think about how you used to be. Or if you're the same as you've always been, then ask yourself the question, why am I not getting more? And it could be because you're not being more. You must evolve or you will die. I was watching one of my little documentaries on YouTube. They were talking about how every human species that has ever been on the planet at some point has become extinct. Dinosaurs, other human species. And they said at some point humans, as we know humans, will become extinct. But the animals and the beings that have become extinct, they evolved into something else. The dinosaurs evolved into something else. Our pre-humanoids evolved into something else, into who we are now. Everything evolves or dies and dies. So make sure that you are intentionally growing, gradually getting better in all areas of your life, all areas. Anything before we check out?
It was a great conversation, Coach. It actually helps me to see where I do need to evolve, especially in relationships and communication. You know, as the fellows was talking about, you know, their relationship with their children's mother. Me and my daughter's mother, we don't talk like that. My daughter is 21, number one. You know, but that doesn't mean that we can't be, you know, amicable. And usually when we do talk, it's not really the best, you know. So it helps me, gives that example that it can be a better relationship. You know, so I definitely appreciate the conversation there. But also just really being able to look at the other areas of my life and saying, you know, where I, you know, can evolve at. And I think I definitely have been intentional about being evolving in my health, for sure, taking that more seriously, but then also needing to look at the other areas and evaluate where I have evolved at and where I can go as well. So this was good.
Appreciate it, Brian.
Yeah, I just want to say thanks for setting the pace as a father too. You know what I'm saying? The lessons that you're learning, even in the stage of, you know, working with Shakira in her wedding and even with Layla, you know what I mean? That those are life lessons that as you go through, you know, you keep sharing, it helps a brother like me just to know at least how to manage that situation emotionally without, you know, flipping off or going on with some other solutions. You know what I'm saying? Because it's easy to be like, nah, but you know, but I think what you've been good at, bro, is the fact that you in what you're doing, you're running the race, but you still have the baton like behind you to give it to us so that we can continue to run the race behind you and then supersede where you've gone. So thanks for setting the pace.
Appreciate you, up, man.
Just real quick before we check out, Kendall, I just want to say, you know, I want to piggyback off of what YB just said. Just thanking you, man, because without you, you know, giving me or, you know, keep pushing me for the consistency, I doubt that I would have had the weekend with Amari that I just had. And, you know, just being able to grow into being that man and, you know, listening to the call as far as evolving. You know, I just want to thank you for just all you've done, man. And I don't know if there's any way that I can pay you back, but I just want to say thank you.
Yep. There's one way that everybody can pay me back. Just keep evolving and keep growing. Set the tone. And what you learn, share with another brother, share your stories. Share the things that happen with you. When you jump on this call, share. It's only in that people learn and grow. All of us have experiences. I'm just opening and sharing my private life. Be transparent enough to let people see on the inside, because that's where all the good stuff is. All the good stuff is on the inside. All the stuff that we're going to learn from is really on the inside. that surface stuff that we live, that we talk. Even a lot of times talking about making money is surface. We're not going deep. So it's not an either or, it's a both and. Both and. We out. Anybody, last call? All right. Y'all have a great day. We'll talk Thursday.
You have been listening to the G-Men podcast. Like, review, and share this episode if something you heard challenged you to grow and positioned you to lead. The G-Men community exists to allow men to connect through group coaching, training calls, online workshops, and location-based retreats. Join the movement at gmenworldwide.com.